My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin continues with Career Day with his scammer Belinda, and what would it be like in Joe's America? Listen and enjoy.
All right, so when we last left off with my beloved Belinda, she needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
She needed money, I should say.
Yeah.
She saw her kid's future slipping between.
Slipping away,
played on the heartstrings, and it was debated whether I'm like the best boyfriend ever.
Right.
Because I was like trying to help her get her job, or just a pain in the ass to scammers because I'm offering. I'm going, hey, Google Craigslist. There you go. Hey, Ghana.
I know.
Ghana Craigslist. So that was debated.
Yes.
I don't know where we came out on that, but that's where we left. Right?
Asshole. No.
Oh, that was where we always wind up.
Yeah, that's how all the stories end up.
It's April 4th, 2013. She goes, what's up? I go, not much. What's up with you? She goes, not much. Just hanging in there. I go, feeling any better about things? She goes, not really. I go, have you made any decisions about what you will do? Because she really didn't want to work.
Yeah, no. She didn't want to look up your job at all.
Some would argue she is working right now by talking to me.
Yeah, that's true.
She's already on the clock, Davin. Give her a break.
How? You want me to moonlight? Really, asshole? This is a cut into my other job, the one that you're part of.
That's cool. She might slip. Look, I got a job. I can't moonlight. I mean, well, Jesus Christ. Times are tough.
You know how many hours I put into the asshole? How long have we been online today?
I already work hard for the money.
Well, no money. Not yet. I go, have you made any decisions about what you will do? She goes, I think I want to stick with my dressmaking. There's a job, but it's going for those who can really design clothes. If I had finished learning, maybe I can get it. I go, so what will you be doing to increase the amount of work your sewing brings in? She goes, finishing learning the dressmaking will be a huge boost. I get customers who want me to sew, but because I have not finished learning, I can't do it for them. So you have no skills, but customers are just coming. You go, you look like you can sew. All right.
Yeah, and she's like, well, there's this job, and as long as I continue learning, then I can go get it, because they're going to hold the job open for you to finish your learning, sweetheart. Yep, that's how it works.
Could happen. She's got nice breasts. Whatever.
Well, you know what? Yeah, no.
She does.
I'm sure.
All right.
They don't hold the jobs for those.
I don't know how they think. We do in this country. We won't give you birth control after we knock you up, but we'll hold the job for you. And enough of that. Anyway. She goes. Yours. It's your name, stupid. You should know what your name looks like. I'm yelling at myself because.
Oh, okay.
It's my name. I didn't know who wrote it. Asshole. Pay attention. See, Joe, I'm not always positive with myself either.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I go, what about learning with an established person who does not want, who does what you want to do? On the job training. She goes, yeah, that's also good. But you have to pay for what you've been taught. I go, well, maybe you can trade your skills for knowledge, since there are things you can do. Add in answering phones and cleaning up, and you could be valuable to somebody.
Right.
I'm trying to help here.
Yes.
Trying to help. Joe, trying to help. What? I'm not trying to help? I'm being positive, Joe.
You're being a pain in the ass.
What?
She wants to get money, and you're trying to get her a job.
She wants a job. I'm trying to help. She said it.
She's like Wonder Woman deflecting your ideas with her golden bracelets. No, no, I can't do that. Ding, ding, ding.
Like a good scammer does.
Yes.
Or a lazy bitch. Support me. I will not. She goes, those kind of things are non-existent here. It's either you are working or learning. I go, so what are you going to do? So that's what's got me thinking. I don't know what to do. I'm in a fix. I go, okay. You're a big girl. You'll figure it out. She goes, I've been trying to do that. I'm finding it really difficult. I go, I could tell you what I would do, but it occurs to me we are very different people, you and I. You need to figure this out for yourself. She goes, what would you do? I go, it does not matter. I am not you. She goes, just tell me. I go, fine. If it was me, and things were as dire as you say for costing yourself, I would get off my butt and get a job. Any job. First, I would see if I could get something in the field in which I wanted to make a career. If not, I would take a bad job. I would take care of my child, make sure I could pay my bills, and put aside as much money as possible to pay for my education. I have been where you are. I have never asked anybody for anything. I have always just worked my hardest in the face of big challenges like a real American, the type of American Joe Curry could support.
Wait a minute, what? Please, this is fake, Davin. That is cold.
That is correct. Finally, you have to be another person to agree with my thought. thoughts.
I don't know if that says more about you or me.
I want you to be scammered all the time when you pick my thoughts.
Well, my alcohol doesn't play nicely into your weekends.
Joe was actually saluting.
He was. Which means so much from non-military. Well, although it's always good to have the McIvey's blessing, the general's blessing.
Yes,
that's true.
Very good.
I go, I've always just worked for my hardest. In the face of big challenges, it is kind of where I find myself now. Again. But we are different, so you need to do what you think is right. She goes, okay, thanks for your advice.
Dipwad. I mean, honey.
I don't think I was wrong.
No, she's got to be
not
irritated with you.
Right.
Not in Joe's America.
You get out, not in my... Not in
America.
Oh, that should be a... not in Joe's America.
It could be.
Not in Joe's America.
I can see that as a
Joe's
Facebook
America.
Meme.
Oh, I'd love to do a video
where every football team has a racially insensitive name. Joe's America.
Joe's America.
This is perfectly fine.
Where liberals are actually get neutered.
Yes.
The pussification, where if you're a pussy, you actually have a vagina on your head. Yes. In Joe's America.
Good morning, you son of a bitch. Good morning. Off to work we go. We're rocking the dollar. Let's pass the slackers. They disgust me. I'm sorry we can't find jobs. We will try harder. You damn right you will. You're in Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Some would say Hitler might enjoy Joe's America.
Hitler would probably go, look, you got to calm down.
It's a little much.
A little much.
Stalin's like, dude.
Hey, I want my dream is to be quoted on a billboard next to a Bible passage.
Well, we've clearly seen crazier things happen. Not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Yes. Quote by Joe's America.
Yeah,
Joe's America.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.